In obedience to you, Father, let there be life, your life. In obedience to you, Father, I utterly destroy all these sexual desires. In these organs and in this soul, in these emotions. Hey, Brother Put, I wouldn't do that to anybody. I know you wouldn't. It takes someone. God has to work on you pretty good to get to where you'll obey him. Instead of running around trying to preach a bunch of long sermons and religion, this and that and other, you get to where you're ready to just do what he tells you. All vainglory has to leave before you can ever be a servant to people. And I think it's pretty well destroyed in most of y'all now. And he had to bring you to a place to where you saw the fallacy and the falseness of all this old junk that is going on in you. Sure, you'll do it. In obedience to you, Father, I utterly destroy by your fire all sexual desires, all lust. By your fire, it hath been done. Is there any more? No, it's all right. I'm going to get you all there. In obedience to you by your authority, I say, let there be life to these organs. Let there be life. Strange? No. Different from what you've known. But you must move into it. You cannot enter the new creation unless you are a new creation. Behold, I make all things new. As God sets his family in order and bring forth mothers and fathers, it will be their responsibility to have charge of different people. And they will keep them clean and free. And they won't do it by a bunch of do's and don'ts. They'll just take the sword of grace and the fire of God and destroy Satan in them. It's that simple and it's that easy. And you're going to move into it. After tomorrow, I don't know how far the Lord is going to have us to go, but after tomorrow, we'll be moving into the... Your mothers will be moving into the mother type, many mothers ministry of impartation. And you'll have some to demonstrate it among you that has already begun to move into it. All right? And you just follow their examples. Because I've worked with them and I've got them perfected and moving and flowing in this thing. And no need of saying, why didn't you work with me? Because I couldn't work with you. No, sir, I couldn't work with you, could I? But all the time, you'd always coming up and telling me you wanted this, wanted that, wanted to counsel about this and counsel about that. I couldn't even get anything moving in you. But now that has been destroyed, and you're ready to go, aren't you? We're going to finish this work. We're going to do it in obedience to the Lord, slowly or quickly. I'm going to seek to stop when he says stop, start when he says start, do it when he says do it. I thought we would go further tonight, but he said stop. I don't know why. But he just said stop. And we We'll move on further in the morning. Cheryl and some of the other mothers will be counseling with you. We'll also have service here at 10 o'clock in the morning. Then we're going to start a new work among the women and among the whole group. God is headed to with us. Jesus is leading us into the beginning. Conformed to the image of Christ, then God begins to work on us by His creative word. Jesus Christ, God, creature of grace, and filled with God's love for all the world, being not willing that any should perish, and gave Himself a sacrifice for you, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. Every time in you He saw a need, He gave Himself, His body and His life. Now, Father, as You're sacrificing, the fire You receive, even tonight, was paid for by Jesus as He suffered in fire. In the outer court, hanging on the altar, He suffered the judgment of fire in your body. If not He suffered, then you must stand before God's throne of judgment fire. But He being willing to give Himself, He destroyed your body with love's fire. Be sure that you despise none of the Spirit of grace. The Son of God, account the blood of the covenant and all holy things, for it was paid for in suffering and blood, and much paid by the Son of God. And the Father God has chosen that whosoever despises the suffering of Christ shall suffer the same. So be thou not called in a trap, except His love and His grace, that you be not destroyed in judgment fire. But God is not God's will that you suffer again. There's not a law in heaven and earth that you can obey in your own efforts that will form in you the fullness of God. except what he chose. In law, faith, and thy not a religion for my man, nor an ordinance of any church in the land that will deliver you in the living God. That is grace and love has bought through Christ. Be not deceived by the Antichrist. Listen to the prophet Isaiah when he spoke, heard a voice speak, cry to the people, all flesh is Christ. It is a flower that withereth in the field. It's your short time, and it is gone. The voice of the Lord God cried unto you. Your flesh is grass, it'll burn with fire. So the best choice is you by grace. Let your flesh burn in the love's fire. Oh! And I heard a voice speak, cry out aloud. I said, what shall I cry? He said, cry out to the people. All flesh is grass, as a wild flower. As soon as the sunlight is, it fades away. It blows away in the wind. Gathered in the fire, and then it is burned. All flesh is grass, it's as a flower. It's here a while, and it's gone forever. But the thing that Jesus does in you will last forever and ever and ever. So be thou not deceived by the vanity of your pleasure. It'll last a little while and fade away. But the eternal words of the living God will be forever, day after day.
See what you see.
Everything with your natural eyes will be on aim. A short while, it'll fade away, it'll be chained. But the things you don't see, you receive by faith. Through Jesus Christ, they last forever. Hill, I even own a hill we didn't have any of that written out, by the way. The reason the Lord brought this thing forth is that some of you are still battling, trying to live by the things that are seen. They don't mean a thing. Doesn't mean a thing. You're trying to still live by the pleasures that you can see. It doesn't mean a thing. Little short time, they just fade away or change. Things that are not my God last eternal. Ooh. Follow me in this song now. Let's make our confession. My Father God,
my Father God,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
in the person of Christ,
I
confess to you,
hath been given me
to seek your kingdom,
first in my life,
it has been given. I turn from my old way to
that
are bind
with fire,
and I seek your new
way
that are tried in the fire,
that I might come for
them as pure gold, gain the new by burning up the old.
Bye.